Sports Central. AFL.
Well, revealed on Friday that AFL Victoria plans to establish a women's state league competition next year. The new competition will be aligned with the VFL, featuring 10 clubs with the six Victorian Women's Football League Premier Division teams from 2015, comprising of the Derebin Falcons, Diamond Creek, the Eastern Devils, Melbourne Uni, St Kilda, and also the VU Western Spurs, to be joined by the top four Division 1 sides, Cranbourne, Geelong, Knox and Seaford. Katie Brennan, of course, women's AFL player. She is officially Sports Central's very young, as we spoke to her a few weeks ago. She is part of the Victorian Women's Football Academy. She joins us on the line. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Brett. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Of course, currently studying exercise and sports science at the magnificent ACU, which we should get in a good plug for because they've been pretty good to you, Katie.
They've been amazing, actually. So, yeah, very impressed with the athlete development program and I'm loving it there.
Now,
it makes life a whole lot easier when you're trying to be an athlete and study at the same time.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The Australian Catholic University doing a great job, and they've got such a big involvement with sport, haven't they, across a long period of time?
They do, definitely.
Now, tell me just your thoughts on just the news that's come through on Friday. I mean, we certainly heard Gillon McLachlan mention at some stage this year that 2017 was the year they were thinking about a fully-fledged women's competition and looking to possibly bring this in AFL Victoria for a women's state league competition in 2016. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's all it's very exciting. I think this academy is a big step in the right direction, and it's preparing all of us girls for what's to come in 2017. We've got about 115 girls going through the academy, as you said, from all those different teams, and it's just going to upskill everyone and give everyone a massive pre-season and give them the resources and access to amazing facilities like Carlton and Essendon and I think Melbourne as well. Just great coaching and that kind of stuff. So it's just going to be great for the development of the girls and for the future of the sport as well.
So there'll be a development element and also a playing element?
Yeah, so at this stage we're going through all of our weights and conditioning programs and then we start a lot of footy drills in the coming weeks as well. So we've got an emphasis on just breaking it down and doing all of our skill work and refining the skills now. And then after Christmas, it'll be more like your match play and your game simulation kind of stuff, as well as, the conditioning and the weights program as well. So we've kind of, we've got some really great coaches on board and really good conditioning staff, and it's just about educating the girls and teaching them to think about footy and to learn new tactics and take them back to their clubs, and hopefully it'll improve the women's league, which will be exciting.
And all in preparation, of course, for the AFL National Women's League that the AFL has earmarked for 2017. So a huge opportunity, Katie, as you mentioned, to get the knowledge, all the elements together to be able to really then step up and compete in a fully-fledged women's league. So it's a big year of development for the girls who are already very well advanced and can play, but this is just a little extra carrot on the cake, if you like.
Yeah, definitely. It's all of us are willing to learn so much more, and we're, very excited about the prospect of 2017. So it makes, training and all those grueling sessions that you go through, it makes them all really worthwhile. And I think when you're in an academy that is such an elite environment as well, and every girl is striving to get drafted there, so it really drives you to lift your game and to be inspired by those girls who are leading the pack, sort of thing. So it's a very exciting time for women's footy, and very happy to be a part of the academy and be a part of the sport going forward.
So if I was to ask you personally, Katie, for yourself as an individual and where you think you're at, I mean, what do you look at as the things that you need to tick off in the next sort of 12 months to advance you a little bit further as a footballer who can then play in a National Women's League in 2017?
Yeah, good question. At the moment, I'm currently just recovering from injury. I sustained stress fractures from from last year in my tibia. So I'm out of my boot at the moment, which is a big step forward for me. And hopefully I'm on, you know, a structured walking program and then hopefully running by the end of the year. So at this stage, it's just getting my body right and doing all those steps and, you know, just learning from the whole experience as well, how to look after my body a lot better and how to not overtrain and yeah, go through, I guess, all the strength and conditioning parts as well. I need to start building my squat back up and then, you know, start progressing to running. But going forward as a football player, I think I've just got so much to learn. I've, you know, been playing since Auskick, but you can never know enough about the game and enough about you as a player and enough about your opponents as well. So I'm really excited to learn a bit more about structures in the midfield and that kind of stuff. I'm a centre-half forward at the moment, but I'm hoping to be kind of swing through the midfield a little bit more in the coming years. So, you know, a bit more match simulation, that kind of stuff, and structures and how to read the ball and yeah, just more about the tactics of the game as well. So there's heaps to learn. It's so exciting. And it just keeps you wanting more and keeps you coming back as well.
You were joined by Katie Brennan, of course, a female AFL player, officially our very own. We're claiming her here on Sunday Sports Central, a part of the Victorian Women's Football Academy, which is a training program aiming to prepare players for the launch of the AFL National Women's League in 2017. Just getting back to your point about being so well prepared as an athlete, I mean, you know, I see some of the top athletes, you know, just take a Novak Djokovic, for example, Katie. I mean, they reckon he's gone to a whole new level purely with just his physical preparation. I mean, he can play the game, but it's all the stuff we don't see behind the scenes. I mean, you see it, you experience it, no doubt you'll learn more about it, but, you know, sports science and just every little measurement is so critical, isn't it, to being a great player. I mean, to be able to stay out in the park, you need to have your body in magnificent physical shape.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's just getting that balance as well. When you are physically prepared, then you are mentally prepared and you know that you've done, you know, the best you can to prepare for that game, and you can actually run out on the field and know you feel strong, know you're fit, and know you can actually beat your opponent. So yeah, it definitely starts off with all the, you know, the one percenters with your nutrition, your hydration, you know, rolling your muscles out. Making sure that you get a massage every now and then and just doing all those small little bits and pieces that can translate to mentally feeling ready to go as well. But, yeah, it's getting that balance. Obviously, we're trying to get more and more professional, but most of us girls still have full-time jobs as well. So we're trying to put more time into our footy, but, you know, find that balance between working and playing at the same time. But it's definitely, as the more you prepare, the better you get. And we're definitely learning that in the academy. And it's great to have heaps of resources to teach us that as well and to teach us more about our bodies. I think every pre-season you go through as well, you learn more and more about yourself and how much you can actually physically push your body to the limit. So, yeah, very exciting time.
Katie, I imagine there's, you know, some great anticipation amongst the girls and know that you're not that far away from having your own national women's league. And this has been a fair while in the making. I mean, we're seeing women's sport continue to evolve, whether it's, you know, cricket here with the Big Bash and all the teams are going to have a women's team as part of the Big Bash T20 this summer, other sports where, you know, the girls are just continuing to get on the front foot. I mean, it's a massive time in women's sport, who are really making some noise.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're in a really unique position as well with women's sport and with women's footy in particular, that, you know, we're trying to be the best football players we can be, but also we're trying to get all of our peers to be the best football players as well. So we're trying to really, you know, make or create more talent and a bigger talent pool to be able to actually put it on display and to play a national competition. And as well as, I know there's a lot of girls out there that, you know, are either in coaching or strength and conditioning or other roles to help develop the younger girls as well. So we need as many girls feeding through the system so we can actually have that pathway and to be able to play at the highest level. And, you know, once young girls see us at the highest level running around in Western Bulldogs jerseys or Melbourne jerseys or, you know, even Collingwood jerseys in the future, we don't really know what it's going to look like. But it just, you know, girls see us on the big stage and they either choose to play sport in general or they choose to play footy. So I guess it's creating role models and really positive role models for those young girls to be able to look up to us and want to get active and live a really healthy life.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, good luck with the academy. That's the most pressing at the moment, and a big 2016 to be a part of that. And then, of course, building to the Women's State League, or National League, I should say, in 2017. Katie, I'm sure we'll talk again in the very near future, and good luck on the journey.
Thanks so much, Brett.